Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Lee, the Democrats invited an entire shadow nation to illegally breach our borders and come into this country. And if you're a longtime listener to this show or my Battleground America podcast, you know I've been trying to answer a mystery. How is it that the Center for Immigration Studies did a poll about a year and a half ago of illegal immigrant adults, so Joe Biden's still in office at the time, and asked them, do you have a job above the table, under the table, anything you're doing in America to make money? A majority, 51%, said, no, I have no job at all, which made sense. Because I was trying to reconcile that in all of these job reconciling of the numbers, and we're finding out we had entire quarters the Biden administration where zero jobs net were created. So, you know, we're being told, well, we got to bring in the illegals because you Americans are lazy. You won't work. They'll do the jobs you won't do. What jobs? There are no jobs. And I was right. I couldn't reconcile it until now. There were no jobs. So the Democrats just hid the entire illegal immigrant shadow nation, well, all over the place. And this is why when Doge is like, hey, we'll just take a look under the hood here, see what's going on with Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare. Whoa, Nelly, things started blowing up. They got violent. They started shooting into Tesla dealerships. They lost their darn minds, made up lies. Remember how far they went, Lee? It got so bad that when Scott Bessent, who's the Treasury Secretary, sworn in, okay, wants to go into his own department. He is responsible for the payments. And he says... he's got Doge standing there. They're federal employees on the federal payroll. He says, hey, show me the receipts. Like, let me into the system so I can see who you're paying. They wouldn't.
No.
They had an actual physical standoff. Had to involve Capitol Police. That was weird.
Yeah.
That was a tell, right? Like, something's up here. Remember, ultimately, the guy in charge of those payments refused them access to the system, wouldn't give them the passwords. They were going to hack in. He resigned rather than letting them in. Another sign something was bad wrong. Who are we paying? Who are these people? What's going on? Well, now we're finding out why. Over the weekend, the single biggest trending post on X was from Brooke Rollins. She is Donald Trump's appointed head of the USDA. The USDA, as you know, Lee, oversees the food stamp program.
Right.
700,000 illegal immigrants on that program. They cut them off. They found them and cut them off. Think about that for a minute. 700,000. Now, here's what's so staggering. That was in only 29 states, 26 Republican ones and 3 Democrat ones who were willing to play ball. The rest of the Democrat states refused to turn their rolls over. So right now we're fighting in court to get that information. Can you imagine how many millions the Democrats have illegally enrolled? Just this is just in food stamps.
Staggering.
Yeah. Stephen Miller tweeted about it this weekend. He said, you know, Trump's deputy chief of staff. He said Democrats are currently suing the administration, Trump administration, obviously, with the full support of Democrat judges to demand, listen to this, no citizenship checks for food stamps, no citizenship, I can't speak.
This is difficult. It is a tongue twister.
It's a tongue twister. It's very emotionally upsetting as well. No citizenship checks for Medicaid and no citizenship checks for voting. For voting! They're legally, they're suing to stop it. Why? Because it's the only hope they have left is to have some liberal judge, you know, order, oh, you can't do a citizenship check for food stamps, Medicaid, voting, or welfare. Meanwhile, out on October 30th is this latest staggering study by the Center for Immigration Studies showing a full 59% of illegal immigrants are on at least one form of welfare. 48% are on Medicaid. Self-admittedly, this is who's admitting this. We found it. We got it. We got this. And let me tell you what, it's going to get a lot more violent. The left, I mean, before it's over. This right here, this is why the cartels over the weekend, Donald Trump, you can tell he's come back to the U.S. and he's catching up on things here because he's been doing so many great foreign policy things. He has, not his fault. He can only do so many things. And he is obviously appalled to hear about the cartel hits up to $50,000 for the murder of high-ranking border officials by the cartels, who obviously are working with the Democrats. And you know what? At least informally. So this is a fight. It's going to get really violent. I hope no one dies, but I will not be surprised if somebody does. Because we have hit the mother load. We found the shadow nation. And look, the cartels understand too, to the Democrats, it's votes. To the cartels, these are their human trafficking and drug networks that we're rolling up right now. You get these illegals off the rolls. These illegals, a lot of them, that's the cartel network right there. That's the money that they're being paid. They're double dipping. They're making the money from the cartel on the one hand and making the money from the food stamps on the other. I mean, look, 110,000, according to Kash Patel, head of the FBI, 110,000 gang members in Chicago on the streets alone. And the cartels are all intertwined in that. You've got Americans working for them. Yes, but that is a massive network. We've got to rip it out by the roots. So the beginning of that is cutting off the ability of people who cannot get a job because there aren't enough jobs to live here. And that means getting rid of the welfare. And we made huge gains on that this weekend. Huge. Massive. It's good news. So here, Lee, is USDA Secretary Brooke Owens talking about what they found and how they got the 700,000. Again, this is mostly in Republican states. And it's the result of the fact that Joe Biden's administration turned the fraud intercept programs down to zero. They wanted the fraud to get the illegals on the rolls.
Day one of USDA, February 13th, is we sent letters to every governor in America being very clear that no illegal aliens can use SNAP. Zero, zero, zero. We asked every state for the first time in history, and this was in February, to send us their data and let us, with DOGE and a war room, actually start going through this data to better understand how this explosion of SNAP benefits happened under Joe Biden. We increased almost 40% on this program in just a couple of years under the Biden administration. Of course, we know they were trying to buy the election, but that's a conversation for another time. And since we have asked for that data, 29 states have complied. Of course, almost all the red states, a couple of couple blue states too. But in that data, and I haven't talked about this yet publicly, in that data, we've studied about $100 billion in spend. We have found thousands and thousands of illegal use of the EBT card. We have been moving people off of SNAP. We've got almost 700,000 people, I think, we've moved off just since the president took office. We've arrested about 118 people. So this has been ongoing. But Rachel, to your point, what this conversation has...
What a mess. What a mess. And we haven't even got the Democrat numbers yet. But we're getting there, Lee. We're getting there.
Well, you'll have a hard time getting it. They'll make it as difficult as possible.
Yeah, we're going to win in court. You can't, if you're asking the federal government to reimburse you for this spending, you can't hide the spending and who's getting it from the federal government forever. It's not going to work.
Right.
But they're going to try to slow it down.
Yeah.
Slow it down, slow it down, slow it down, slow it down. Then Elon Musk goes on Joe Rogan and says, oh, by the way, you know, Doge is still up and running. We're finding all kinds of things. Listen to what they found.
They were also giving out like debit cards with $10,000. So it's not just about medical care. The Democrats mention the medical care because they're trying to prey on people's empathy as much as possible. And then they imagine, oh, wow, somebody has a desperately needed medical procedure. And shouldn't we maybe do, you know, take care of them in that regard? But they, what they do is they divert the Medicaid funds and turn it into a slush fund for the states that goes well beyond emergency medical care. And New York and California would be bankrupt without the massive fraudulent federal payments that go to those states to pay for illegals, to create a massive financial incentive for illegals.
So they're taking some of this cash, he says, and yeah, they're paying for the illegal immigrants' health care. They're certainly doing that. But they're just taking some of it. It's supposed to be used for medical expenses, putting it on basically a debit card and handing it out to illegals. Hey, welcome to America. Please stay. We're going to try to help.
Gene, what could possibly go wrong with that?
Well, I'm going to tell you what's going to go right with it, because we're uncovering this. And we cut this off, I'm telling you, you will see 3, 4, 5 million take Trump's deal of a free plane ticket and $1,000 to restart their lives at home. Because they're not going to be able to live here. Well, there's not enough jobs for everybody.
Well, this is another reason that the southern border now is taken care of. It's not just that, you know, we're actually enforcing the border. It's that the carrot and stick approach of the Biden administration is gone.
Yes.
And they know it.
So let's just to recap, right, because there's so many stories in the show. Remember a few weeks ago when Donald Trump epically just dressed down the UN, just blasted them? Remember what he was the maddest about? Really started the tirade. He was mad because they had used billions of our taxpayer dollars that had been given to the UN by us, recycled it, and paid for illegal immigrants to come up here and invade us.
Right.
They got free cash cards, free clothes, free hotel nights, all of it. And Trump called him out for it. So our tax dollars pay for these illegals to get here. Pay for their trip, pay for their clothes, pay for their phone, their brand new phone, pay for all of it. They get here and then Democrats put them on these programs because there's not enough jobs for them and us. And their only job is to sit here and wait to vote Democrat at our expense while we all go to work every day.
Yes. While we're paying for what they're being paid.
But we're finding them now. And this is why they got so violent over Doge. They knew this was hidden.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Center for Immigration Studies just shows you how large this is, but it gives us a roadmap to what we need to do. 59% of illegals in this country are on at least one welfare program. Housing, either WIC or SNAP, which are the food programs, cash assistance, or Medicaid. And 48% of them are on Medicaid. 48%. That is maddening. Sickening. We're broke. I mean, we added $1 trillion in the last 2 months to our national debt.
Well, I write checks to my medical providers for the stuff that insurance doesn't cover.
Yeah. I mean, you and I have health care, right? Well,
yes.
We have a pretty standard health care plan here.
Yeah.
And I just feel so broke all the time.
Yeah.
The bills are astronomical. And I mean, and yet I got to pay for their health care too. They just literally got here. They're not even working, 51% of them. It's disgusting. But what the Democrats know is if we cut all this off, they will go home and they're desperate to stop it. And that's why you saw the disgustingness this weekend. I mean, can you believe what Democrats are doing? Illinois legislature passed the bill to bar ICE from coming into the courthouses and the jails and waiting outside the courthouses in the jail. So these are actual criminals, right, that are illegal immigrants that they want to pick up. And Illinois wants to hold on to even the criminals, many of whom are also getting these benefits. That's the Democrats. Illegal immigrant criminals, protected U.S. taxpayers pay. That's the Democrat Party right now. But you know what's about to end. But here's the thing, Lee. It's going to get violent before it does. It's going to get worse before it gets better in this country. So brace yourselves. Be prepared for that. They're not going to go quietly into that dark night of actually having to earn their votes from the American people and get rid of their shadow nation that they imported. They're going to fight every step of the way. It's going to get bloody. It is. You can already see it.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, No big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Tom Homan doubling down. Folks, this is the fight, okay? Either we get the shadow nation out, the replacement nation of voters who are attached to our welfare system for their very survival because there's not enough jobs for us all. Again, we only created this country, wow, 55,000 private sector jobs last month. An improvement from the month before when it was net zero. Joe Biden has left us in a mess now that we're not faking the jobs numbers anymore to keep Democrats in power. This country isn't creating private sector jobs. It's not working. There's no jobs for these illegals. They're only here to vote Democrat. The mask has been ripped off. See, folks on our side will even text me, well, what will we do without the illegals? We'll be fine. There's no jobs for them. That's why the Democrats, they know this, had to hook them up to the welfare system, hide them all over the place. But there's just too many of them, and we've got them now. Again, 700,000 found on SNAP on food stamps and removed by Brooke Rollins, Trump's USDA secretary. That's just the beginning. Elon Musk saying that the Democrats stole through reimbursement, so much money, they're handing out $10,000 debit cards to illegal immigrants as an incentive. Come to New York, come to California. He says, we got him. Doge is still up and running. We got him. We're shutting this down. It's the only way they're making it, folks. There's not the jobs for them and us. There's just too many of them. But where there are jobs, Democrats have fought hard, even at the cost of human life, to make sure illegals get them. Why? Because every job an illegal has is an illegal who will stay and vote Democrat. Folks, I didn't make enough of this last week. I'm gonna reintro with this because this is, you know, you've seen the semi-truck crashes lately? Yeah. Do you know how many illegal immigrant commercial driver's licenses have been illegally issued by the state of California? It's not legal federally for them to have them. that the CDL is a federal benefit, okay? It's a federal good. It is very clear illegals are not supposed to get them, especially not people who can't speak English and can't even pass the license test. Listen to this.
A federal audit found California had issued 62,000 CDLs, drivers who entered illegally, John, or do not have a permanent legal status as required by the feds. California sanctuary laws prohibit asking applicants their immigration status. Governor Newsom said there's not a problem. Back to you.
Did I hear you right? Did you say 62,000?
That's correct.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a federal audit.
William Lajeunesse for us. William, thank you so much. Let's bring.
Yeah. So Transportation Secretary Duffy saying, and Trump saying the same thing. We're going to cut off the we're going to cut off $160 million of funding and no more ability to issue commercial driver's licenses because Gavin Newsom won't play ball. Over the weekend, you know what they began doing? ICE. This is brilliant. They began hitting truck stops. Like, not the stops, but, you know, like where you have to, I forget what they're called, but, you know, you have to roll through, you have to check in. Way stations, thank you. Guess how that went.
The head of Homeland Security says nearly 150 illegal immigrant drivers, truck drivers, are off the road tonight. This enforcement operation in the Midwest comes not far from the suburban Chicago detention facility at the center of sometimes violent protests.
Recent weeks have seen a string of deadly truck crashes with illegal immigrants behind the wheel. A case in California with an undocumented driver allegedly under the influence and causing a fiery crash that killed three. A case in Florida with a man in the country illegally since 2018 who failed his commercial driver's test 10 times before getting his license. He allegedly killed three. Now DHS Secretary Kristi Noem says they will be swept up with Operation Midway Blitz as well.
If you are here driving on our streets illegally and our highways, you are endangering our citizens and your days are numbered.
Yeah, just to recap, so we're clear. Operation Midway Blitz being run out of Chicago, right? So what she basically did was just diverted them over to a way station, you know, where the truckers are coming through as they're required to. One way station, one weekend, 150 illegal immigrant drivers. That's what's on our roads. Folks, they barely speak English. And as we've seen from California, they can't even pass basic tests. These are ticking time bombs to kill people. And you know what's amazing about this? Gavin Newsom is, you know, basically declared he's running for president, right? That happened last week. Wouldn't you just get rid of this? Wouldn't you just cut this off? There were four states issuing CDLs to illegals. Three of them at Trump's request said, okay, we're not going to do it anymore. California refused. Why wouldn't you do this? Because to the Democrats, they know 62,000 illegal immigrant families who will stay and will vote Democrat. That's why. Those jobs should go to Americans. We're only creating 55,000 private sector jobs a month for a nation of what, 340 to 380 million? I don't know how many of us there are now because of illegals. But they won't. Every job is an illegal immigrant voter, and they're going to hang on to it, make sure American doesn't get it. It doesn't matter who they kill. That's the outlines of the fight, folks. That's the fight we're in right now. But we're getting wise to them. It's getting better. We have to learn about this stuff in order to take care of it. And they are finally, Tom Homan said, they feel confident they're going to get the 10 million shadow, 10 million of the 12 million out by the time Trump leaves office. That's what he actually didn't put a timeline on it, but I'm assuming that's what he means.
We got to look for that 10.5 million illegal aliens that came across that border. We got to look, that's in addition to 15 million already here. So now the roles change. Now Border Patrol is backstopping ICE on the interior. It's working. Record numbers of removals, arrests. Right now we already have a record number, historic number of arrests and removals this fiscal year. And we'd bring on 10,000 more agents by mid-January. And we're going to blow this historic number out of the water next year. So
that's awesome. So they have 171,000 applications for 10,000 positions. They're going to bring them all on by January, folks. We've already gotten 1.6 million out just with what we have. Trump was asked about this, by the way, by Nora O'Donnell on 60 Minutes, who looked like she was smelling something bad the entire time she was interviewing him. I could tell it was causing her physical pain. But here's Trump explaining slowly to Nora so she understands. We haven't gone far enough. We're doubling and tripling down over what we've already done. Because, folks, again, we either get them out or they're going to vote us out of power. And I mean, we're going to be second-class citizens permanently in our country. We'll live in a one-party system ruled by Democrats. And you ain't seen nothing as far as how vindictive they can get. If they had total power, can you imagine? We'd have to flee this country. I mean, there's no way. I don't know where we'd go, but we'd have to go somewhere.
More recently, Americans have been watching videos of ICE, tear gas being used in a Chicago residential neighborhood,
in self-defense,
and the smashing of car windows. Have some of these raids gone too far?
No, I think they haven't gone far enough because we've been held back by the judges, by the liberal judges that were put in by Biden and by Obama.
You're okay with those tactics?
Yeah, because you have to get the people out. You know, you have to look at the people. Many of them are murderers. Many of them are people that were thrown out of their countries because they were, you know, criminals.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It wasn't enough that they killed Charlie Kirk. Now his wife is getting the death threats for daring to carry on his legacy. Folks, Democrats don't live like this. And when they do, when they have threats, when people actually show up at the door to shoot them, it's usually other Democrats. In fact, it's always other Democrats. I think the governor of Pennsylvania, I think the folks in the legislature in Minnesota, it turns out, were shot by a Democrat. We don't shoot people. We don't threaten people. We don't terrorize people. We definitely don't terrorize widows. Just for daring to carry on her husband's work and, God forbid, wanting him to have a legacy. Erica Kirk is now getting the death threats. Folks, the left won't stop. Do you know why all this is happening, by the way, before this makes you mad? They're losing. They don't know how to lose. They've never, all we do is lose. And that's usually by a decision of our own Republican leaders until Trump. They don't know how to lose. Normally their media lies and they win even when we're in charge, but not anymore. This was so powerful to me, Erica Kirk, talking to Jesse. Well, she did a great interview over the weekend. Just, I know what she's doing. She's trying to keep her husband's legacy alive, because if she does not, then they win. I get it. She must miss her kids so much. She's used to being a full-time mom. I understand. I can't imagine how torn she is right now. She didn't ask for this. She did not ask for this. Jesse Waters asks her about, you know, you're getting the death threats. He doesn't say this, but I know what he's thinking. It'd be easier for you to just take the insurance policy, raise the kids. But she won't do it. She's talking about how she lives with the death threats from the left.
Do you feel safe?
What are they going to threaten me with? Going to heaven sooner to be with my husband? And I don't say that to be reckless. I do not. I do not say that because I'm out in the streets like, here I am, come find me. And it's not at all. It's a fearlessness that's rooted in the understanding that I will have my day and my time, whenever that is. When the Lord knows that I've completed my mission. And I'm not afraid. Charlie wasn't afraid either. We never lived in fear. If we did, we wouldn't get anything done.
No Democrat in this country has to live that way. She didn't even seek the fame. She tried to stay home and be a mom. We've never seen a time like this in this country. They have in other countries, as they slept into Marxism, as we're doing in New York City. But you know what? J.D. Vance gave the best answer on this the other day. He got the question that I get a lot in the comment section and just people leaving, hey, listen, right now we're on the streets of Chicago, we're on the streets of L.A., we're rounding up illegals, Democrats are violently opposing us, so we're sending National Guard. Hey, you know, are we going to regret this? Is this going to be, you know, something that Democrats will turn around and do to us when they're back in power? Maybe we should just let these blue cities, you know, leave all these illegal immigrant criminals on the streets. Maybe we should just let them harbor all these illegals. Maybe we shouldn't send in the guard. J.D. Vance, you know, maybe we shouldn't clash with them. J.D. Vance had the best answer to this. I wanted to play it for you.
But when you talk about what could another administration do, to take a wild hypothetical example totally off the top of my head, what if Joe Biden sent the Federal Bureau of Investigation to start arresting his political opponents? Okay, so here's something that I want conservatives, I want every conservative to remember. It's an important part of my entire political philosophy is we cannot be afraid to do something because the left might do it in the future. The left is already going to do it regardless of whether we do it. That is the takeaway of the last 40 years. And in particular, if you look at what we're doing, if Joe Biden wanted to deploy the National Guard to a red state in a place where the murder rate was twice what it is in third world countries to actually go after murderers, that would be a great use of the National Guard. Unfortunately, I don't think Joe Biden would use it like that. What I'm worried about, frankly, is what the far left already did with American law enforcement. And that is the thing that we have to prevent against. And the answer to that question is you make sure the people who did it face penalties for using the federal power against American citizens. And by the way, that's exactly what we're trying to do. Thank you.
Thank you, JD. Honor to meet you, man.
Good to meet you too, man.
Yeah, folks, over the weekend, the number of Republicans targeted that we're finding out in Arctic Frost, 430. We're at 190 when the week ended last week. I would encourage you, do this. If you don't have time to listen to my Battleground America podcast from Friday, that's okay. Pull it. Just go pull it. You'll see, I put my sources up, and in the sources section, you'll see the subpoena list. And our side was really misreporting this last week. We were not doing our research. And I see over the weekend they started. No, go look at the subpoena list. Inside of each subpoena is another 40, 50, 60 mini subpoenas. Every single vendor, every law firm, every lawyer, every strategist, everyone was being surveilled. This is, folks, this is Stasi. This is East Germany. This is terrifying. And right now it's trending on X, which I'm really glad to see started trending 11 hours ago. Republican senators slammed Jack Smith's secret subpoenas on 430 GOP targets. By my count on that list, and go look at it yourself. So I really want you to see it. It's a spreadsheet. It's just a couple of pages. You can see it. And by my count, it's over 800 targets minimum. And that doesn't count. I'm sure they were spying on people inside these groups, agencies. I mean, they were spying on WinRed, which is our big pack. They were spying on the RNC. They were spying on 20% of the Senate. I mean, listening to them, their phones, everything spying. This is terrible. They can't get away with this. J.D. Vance is right. We have to fight without any thought for the future because they're going to do it again. They've already done it. Here's Senator Eric Schmidt on Arctic Frost and the horror of it. By the way, you'll hear him use some numbers in here. They've more than doubled since he gave this monologue.
The scope of this, it really is breathtaking. And I mentioned 100 times worth in Watergate. That may be an understatement. What happened was 3 days after President Trump announced he was running for president, the entirety of government in the Justice Department was weaponized against him to bankrupt him and his family and put him in jail for the rest of his life. So what happened? In Atlanta, a state case was, created to go after President Trump. The number two person in that case met with the White House. Alvin Bragg in New York began his criminal trial against President Trump. And the number three person left DOJ to go join Alvin Bragg's office. Then, of course, you have Jack Smith, who's notorious in prosecutor circles as the guy, the henchman you assigned to go get your person, the show me the man, I'll show you the crime kind of prosecutor. He's a total dirtbag. Brings this case against President Trump. But it wasn't just a war against a man, Peter. This was against a movement. So Arctic Frost was going after not just President Trump, but sitting United States senators with subpoenas. The Republican Attorneys General Association, I happen to be the chairman of that organization at the time. Charlie Kirk's organization, this massive dragnet to sweep up people because they were Republicans. That was their crime. So this is sweeping. It's huge in scope. We're just getting this information right now because of whistleblowers. If President Trump wouldn't have won, all this stuff would be buried. But yep. Whistleblowers have come forward. We need Watergate-style hearings for months on this to continue that investigation. There ought to be probably charges brought, eventually resignations. And one final point, Judge Boasberg, who's become notorious from the FISA courts, also making a speech trying to thwart President Trump's agenda before President Trump got in, and then, of course, somehow ending up with all these cases in the D.C. area, even though he wasn't the assignment judge, actually wrote in an attachment to these subpoenas to the telecommunications companies that you can't tell Senator Cruz, you can't tell these other senators that the subpoena was out there because they would destroy evidence. That's just beyond the pale. And I think impeachment proceedings should begin in the House of Representatives.
430 GOP leaders, groups, all of them surveilled. The number goes up every day. Folks, did you hear that in there? One of them, Charlie Kirk. Why? Because he had committed the unforgivable, unpardonable sin of putting 1,500 full-time ballot chasers on the ground in the swing states, chased, got, cashed in 400,000 votes, helped with Elon Musk's help to put Trump over the top. That was what he did. Now, think about this for a minute. You got the FBI spying on him from the outside, right? Where you got the Democrat-funded street thugs. That's where this segment started. Threatening to kill Erica Kirk now. Why? They don't want the ballot chasers on the ground in 26. That's why. And that's why the street thugs are trained on her now. They thought they'd kill it when he died. They don't want another 400,000. They'll get to 600,000. They're getting good at this. They don't want another 600,000 in 28. Folks, this is the fight. And I'm just telling you right now, okay? It's going to get violent. It's going to get messy. There will be bombs. There will be bullets. This is the process we have to go through to come out the end, but we're in the messy part right now. And that's why they're threatening to kill Erica Kirk. She now has to talk about how she has to deal with death threats. She didn't ask for this. She did nothing. But okay, they want to fight? They got one.
Terra Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.